This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Let's take a look at everything developing in Oxnard, California, as training camp is underway here on your home of the Cowboys. And our coverage is brought to you by the on-time experts, by Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Brian Broaddus is going to be joining us here in the next 15 minutes or so as practice is starting to wrap up. We'll have player interviews, injury reports, and, of course, Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning is coming up at 3:40 here on 105.3 The Fan. Play of the day so far is that Pickens catch and run. I love watching Pickens run away from people because he can be going full speed and still fighting like multiple players. He's just so quick and aware. But in this play, after about a 40 or 50-yard gain, Deron Bland comes from the opposite side, catches him blind, and peanut punches him, ball on the ground. So you get the best offensive play followed by the best defensive play all in about the same 5 seconds or so. I love that. I love the motions that we're seeing Woolchuck, including one where CeeDee Lamb is motioning onto the same side of George Pickens. And yeah. I just think you can ask questions of the defense that no Cowboys quarterback or offensive coordinator has been able to here with this alignment.
Well, one thing's for sure, the Cowboys are still struggling to run a screen as Dak just threw a pick six to Marshawn Nealand.
There you
who
go.
Who read this like an absolute book. They tried to get this thing flowing to the left side of the field. Dak's drifting to his right. I don't think he even sees Marshawn Nealand, and he just drops back, picks this, and runs in for what would have been a pick six. But man, the motion, the play action game, the screen game, clearly we're going to work on that a little bit. But you mentioned the way that they're using Pickens a little bit, a lot of like layering the field here.
There
working
it is.
Every single layer underneath, intermediate. And I'll tell you, when Joe Milton gets his reps, that dude is looking for the home run ball every play. I don't think I've seen him throw anything less than 30 yards down the field. He's got an absolute cannon.
I really like watching Joe Milton play. You know, I like a lot of things about what we're seeing so far in Oxnard. I like what we're hearing as well. Coach Schottenheimer got to do his own presser today, and it was greatness as always. Said he had a good conversation with Micah Parsons. He is participating in today's first practice of training camp. Are you getting an idea from the video to what extent or any reports to what extent Micah's participating so far?
I think he has. I don't see him out here for the team period. So it looks like Sam Williams, though, is actually getting a lot of run early on, which I think is kind of surprising from what we had heard. So Sam Williams is definitely out here getting some work. Micah, I don't see right now working in the 11 and 11 team period.
Brian Schottenheimer, amongst his quotes, this is going to be a physical ass camp. Do you like that? I think you have to kind of accept the challenge. If we're going to have pads on and if we're going to be doing plays, let it be physical. You know, because if you're going to want to be a physical team in the regular season, I think you build those habits in practice.
100%. That's the identity they want to have. You've seen it, especially offensively with the way they've built the interior of that offensive line, like with BB and Tyler Smith and Tyler Booker. That's what this whole thing is about. And that's one of the complaints we've had about the Cowboys for a long time. It's just not really being a consistently physical team on both sides of the ball. I know Andy Reid is a guy in Kansas City. Their training camps are always extremely physical. They get talked about all the time about how they go hard
and long.
Yeah. You
hard and long.
You want that.
Down to get the friction on.
That's what you want.
They get the Blue Chew team of the year every training camp.
He also talked about not only physical but competitive. So you're getting some of that Jason Garrett competitiveness back, maybe some one-on-ones that are just great for social media highlights. But he said, I'd be very disappointed if it wasn't a competitive deal. No one should be given a spot. We need to push Dak. We need to push Tyler Booker. We have a bleep ton of football to be played. That's your guy, Brian Schottenheimer. Now, he also said Mozzie Smith is still a one technique, but he'll get some three technique opportunities. He's lighter and looks great. I think this is just the final sign that Mozzie is a total bust, and they're hoping getting him light again will help him. But we tried this with Dan Quinn. It didn't make him quick off the ball. It's a reaction thing more than it's a weight thing. Right? Yeah. And he's a little too slow to play in the NFL compared to dominating college.
I think, unfortunately, and I hope that I am dead balls wrong, I think they've totally screwed Mozzie Smith's career. With what they wanted him to do coming in as a rookie, he ends up losing weight because they're upset that he's not quick enough off the ball. And what made Mozzie so good at Michigan was his size and his strength. And I guess Flus wants all the defensive tackles to get upfield. Man, you know, I think that there is some value in having some guys that can just stand there at the point of attack and are difficult to move off the football. Yeah. You talk about allowing linebackers to run clean. That's when you have your bigger body defensive tackles that can be space eaters, that can take on double team blocks, and then you can allow your linebacker to fill the hole and make a play instead of getting offensive linemen to the second level. And that's where linebackers like Kenneth Murray will struggle. When they have to fight off blocks, they're going to not be as effective players. And that could have been Mozzie's game. To ask him to do this, which I don't think was ever in his arsenal, I don't think it's good, and I don't think it's fair to the player, but no. I hope I'm wrong, but that made me really concerned to hear that today.
I mean, as soon as you knew you didn't want him to be a two-gap defensive tackle, you should have traded him. You know, and if you felt like he can't be a two-gap defensive tackle in the NFL, then why make him lose all of this weight, especially the second go-around when you have guys who can tell you, look, Dan Quinn tried that and it doesn't work. So, but I guess my question would be, why can't you have different kinds of defensive tackles on the same team? Right? Why does everybody have to be get up the field guy?
I know. I'm wondering the exact same thing.
Very bizarre.
There's no way you're going to make Jay Toya be that guy, right?
I hope to God they don't. Toya's got a little bit of ability to push the pocket from what I got to see at UCLA. That's why I liked him so much. You know, I do think he has a good blend with his size. He's got some wiggle. But again, that's not what I want him for. I don't think that's the strength for him, so I hope they don't do that to him.
Yeah, it's not. It just doesn't really make a ton of sense to me. You have everybody getting upfield, and I guess that can lend itself to having more TFLs over the course of the season, but it's going to leave you extremely vulnerable to chunk runs.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I think the best thing that happened on Cowboys Twitter maybe in the last 24 hours is First Take ran some of that butt crack content we were talking about yesterday.
Bro, all time.
I guess it's Ferg season.
Yeah.
He's an aggregator.
Yeah.
And he posted a play, and there's First Take this morning talking about the first touchdown of Cowboys training
touchdown,
camp.
Dak to Pickens.
Dak to Pickens. It was Dak to Cook like 2 years ago in training camp.
And
they're running that on First Take, and then they get called out for it. And I believe Molly had to circle back later on in their program to say, like, hey, we're sorry. Because we were cranking out ball sack information.
We were wrong on that video.
That was Brandon Cooks, not George Pickens.
What idiots.
I mean, you're actively trying to make programming as cheap as possible. And we've seen so many stories of people being let go to make room for this guy's salary or that guy's salary. And I think this is the...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Consequence of it, your quality support staff that's putting together the segments, there's no way a Molly Quirum could possibly know that, or any of their analysts could possibly know that that happened 2 years ago. Like, you got to be boots on the ground following this news cycle to be like, what? How are they getting practice film out here? This is obviously a ball sack type of situation. So you kind of get what you pay for there. And, you know, I think the Stephen Colbert story is another example of this. Like, all of these major programming corporations are figuring out, how do we make this cheaper, right? And if it's not firing the star guy, it's firing the support staff or both. And then you put products on the air, and as you're trying to hold your spot in the global media landscape of internet, print, radio, TV, if your TV sucks and you're getting ball sacked by the internet, there's a very clear answer, you know, that you're delivering for the consumer right there. So I'd imagine it's not a very fun day to be an ESPN producer up there.
No,
making your $38,000 a year and, you know, first year out of college type of situation. Sorry, might have shorted him 10 or 15 grand.
Maybe.
He's probably fired.
How about one prop bet for every NFL team? Pro Football Focus put this up.
Let's do this.
Brian Broaddus going to join you with practice field observations here coming up at 3:40. George Pickens over under receiving touchdowns 5.5. They say go over. Across 3 seasons in Pittsburgh, Pickens managed to haul in a touchdown from 4 different quarterbacks. 6 scores in a single season would be a career high for the 24-year-old, who logged 5 in 2023. Spotty play at quarterback. With Dak under center, the sky's the limit for Pickens. In his last full season in 23, Dak supported 3 targets with 8 or more touchdown receptions. So he's definitely stepping in the right place. I would say red zone last year, I think Pickens only caught 6 of the 48 balls thrown at him. Maybe that was for his career red zone. But there's like a bad red zone stat when it comes to George Pickens.
Yes, and I do think that a lot of that has to do with, one, the quarterbacks he was playing with, and two, nobody in that offense being a threat to a defense. Once you get down, if you're playing Pittsburgh over the last 4 years and they're in the red zone, you're just looking at George Pickens. Hey, we got to take him away. And even if he is somewhat open, you have to depend on a guy like Mason Rudolph or whatever to get the ball to him. So I do think that that is one of those things that will be myth busted this year about George Pickens, just for some reason not being a good red zone target, because it's been talked about, because the stats sort of reflect that. But I think when you peel it back a little bit, it's understood why that's been the case. And now you have him with CeeDee Lamb. Okay, now pick your poison. And then, of course, having a quarterback like Dak, something he's never had before.
I mean, George Pickens is just so good and competitive and big and fast. It's just, it's hard to imagine him having less than about 9 or 10 in my mind.
Yeah,
unless Dak gets hurt.
Exactly.
And Tolbert had 7 last year, and that was even with Dak being hurt. So I think the over is definitely going to hit. But yeah, 1 red zone touchdown in George Pickens' entire career. That is crazy.
Okay, yeah, the Landry hat has a nice piece of journalism here on Micah Parsons. He's watching the NFL Top 100 on the NFL Network, and Micah was asked to speak about Commanders linebacker Frankie Louvu. And he said, that Dan Quinn system, I miss them days being off the ball, and you get them one-on-ones back, said Parsons. Louvu, traditional off-ball linebacker, excels at rushing the passer, might be the best pass rushing linebacker in football. Because of that, Quinn can get more creative with Louvu relative to Parsons, and who's transitioned to a full-time edge the last 3 seasons. Louvu reaped the benefits of Quinn's system en route to being named a second team All-Pro in his first year with the Commanders. It's clear Parsons wants to move around more than he was under Mike Zimmer, playing just 38 snaps in the box compared to 588 outside the opposing offensive tackle. He played 108 snaps in the box under Quinn in 2023, while Parsons missed 4 games with a high ankle sprain last year. His role under Zimmer was crystal clear, and it's worth noting Parsons played more snaps lined up as a DT under Zimmer than Quinn in 2023, but the above clips show how he enjoys playing off of the ball. I think it's something that would be amazing if they're freed up to do it, because Ezeraku, Sam Williams, Dante Fowler are rushing so well off the edge. Like, you know, I'm Clay Matthews-ing this thing. Where are we weakest? Where are we strongest? Wherever we're strongest, we're going to let those dogs hunt. We're going to shift Micah Parsons, Clay Matthews to where we're weakest and try to shore that up. Now, I don't know if Micah Parsons can be a great linebacker like he was projected to be coming out of college, but I know for sure he is better than Sanborn, Murray, and Leofau put together.
I mean, he's super talented. I loved what Zim did last year. I thought that was the best use of all of his talents, moving him around all over the place. And I thought that him playing some defensive tackle and absolutely just wrecking the game over the center and the guard and just blowing up the A and the B gap. I mean, that's the quickest way to the quarterback. I thought that was a lot of fun to watch. But there was a game his rookie year where they did have to play him more at running back. I think it was a Sunday nighter against Minnesota. And he was picking up Dalvin Cook out of the backfield. I mean, he played fantastic. I think he was double-digit in tackles that game. So he's certainly capable of doing it. But when you have a player that is just that so special and so gifted when it comes to rushing the passer, you want him to do that as much as possible. You want him to just wreak havoc and disrupt the quarterback in a pass-happy league.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to create success. And in the fourth quarter, when you're protecting a lead, I absolutely want him on the edge. I guess I just hope they have so many good options at edge that they have options.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, and that would be great. I do think that everybody's better at rushing the passer when Mike is also rushing the passer. But yeah, if you're living in a world where you got guys that even without Micah are able to get to the quarterback at an extremely incredible rate, then you can sprinkle that in. But if I'm a play caller offensively, I fear Micah coming after my quarterback much more than I fear him in any other aspect, you know? So there's a fine line there, but in a world now too, we say pass happy league, but last year it started to swing a little bit the other way, heavier personnel running the ball. There's definitely a time and place for it.
Okay, up next here on the C-Note, got about another minute or so, then we'll get to the Rangers player show here in the G-Bag Nation. Then Broadus is going to be joining us live from Oxnard, California, and we'll have all the goods there. The Cowboys have not made a contract offer to Micah yet. Was Adam Schefter's today on Get Up about the Cowboys. And to me, this is how I know that the Cowboys are kind of full of it. Obviously, but they're talking about what the player wants. Jerry did that yesterday, saying they want a percentage of the future salary cap, and we just don't do contracts like that in the NFL. But, you know, and they're talking about, you know, in negotiations, they say a number, you say a number, and, you know, all that really matters is the number, and everything else in between that is sort of styles and preferences. And I feel like this is going to be done within a few hours. So if you know what Micah wants, and you, for a fact, have not made a counteroffer, you are dragging this out. And all you have to do is make that counteroffer back. But I don't think the Cowboys want this deal to be done yet.
Maybe they don't. Now, I wonder what it is they asked for. I guess if they wanted a percentage of the cap, and Micah did talk about that when he was at his camp last week. I mean, that was kind of the quotes that we were reading. So,
is their stance, we're not even taking that seriously?
Probably.
That offer is not even worth the counter. Yeah.
They're probably like, we're not doing the cap percentage stuff.
Make an equally ridiculous offer back. You know, say $35 million. They're saying 45 probably. You say 35. We're going to 41, right? Pen on paper. It probably will take 10 minutes to get done once they ultimately decide it needs to. So I'm not spending much more time worried about it. And until there's a development like a holdout's possible or a trade is possible, I just don't think it's that interesting. We have the Rangers player show and Rowdy Tellez, Mr. Three-Run Bomb on Saturday as you beat the Tigers. He's going to join us next right here to the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MENS-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.